Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, that's me. Is this thing on? Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh my God, it is. It's Monday, February 22nd, 2016. I hope you had a most amazing weekend ever. It's Monday. It's your fun day. Every day that ends in Y is your day. Do you believe it? Do you receive it? Do you believe it? Do you receive it? Yes, you do. It's awesome. I think my career as a professional craps player is back on track. Thank you very little. I'll get into that in just a second. I thought about it over the weekend. What are the things that make me most happy? Because I'm not happy enough. I need to be more happy. You know, because you get one shot at life. It's not a dress rehearsal. So I'm trying to think, what can I do every day? Playing with my dogs makes me happy. My two border collies, Lucy and Ginger. Gambling makes me extremely happy, especially when I'm on a great roll at the craps table. It's really the only game I play. That is exciting to me. Was at the Horseshoe Casino here in Cincinnati Friday. Oh, wait a minute. Does that make you uncomfortable? Oh, I didn't even think about it. Does it make you uncomfortable that I play craps? Does it make you uncomfortable that I gamble? I wonder. I mean, it's not illegal, but boy, you say that to some people. I went out for a beer with a guy. I've been out with a lot of beers with a lot of guys, but I went out for a beer with a guy last summer. Good old Christian lad, really knows his Bible. I mean, like he wrote the thing, you know? And so it's actually funny that he was having a glass. He'd had a glass of wine. I had a beer. All right. So I had a Bud Light in a bottle. It's a patio. It was Bud Light bottle night, man. That's what it was. It was Bud Light bottle night for me. So he's sipping his Chardonnay or Merlot or whatever you call those things. And I'm firing back a 16-ounce bottle of my favorite brew. And I said, yeah, man, I had a great night at the craps. Yeah. You gamble? It's like I told a guy that I was just with six women in a hotel room. I mean, you gamble? Like, yeah, dude, what's up? Like, it's legal. I'm 21 or 47. What's up with you? Like, why is that right? Ooh, it's just gambling. It's just, I don't know. Like, I could tell he's getting, like, really uncomfortable. I'm like, wow. Holy moly. See, your interpretation of that is that I went down with my rent money and all my electric and gas bill money and all my kids' college fund money and put it on the pass line. If you don't know what that is, it's a craps bet. Don't worry about it. Put it on blackjack, whatever you want to call it. Roulette. Everybody knows roulette. No, man. You ever heard of a guy, like, for example, doing a weekly card game? Maybe you play euchre. Maybe you play seven-card stud or a whole mixed bag of poker with your buddies once a month. That's what it is. It's going down. The excitement level at a craps table is crazy. Now, can you lose your backside quickly? Absolutely. If you're dumb enough, you know, if you're throwing $10 bets, $12 bets down, and you come with a $100 bankroll, and you say, you know, that's my night out. Once it gets to that, if I lose it all, I'm gone. I'm out of here. And if I win, I win a certain amount. I win X, I'm out. I lose Y, I'm out. That's a fun night, okay? That way, you're not all stressed out. Chasing your money and all that crazy stuff. But boy, the judgment. And that's the theme of today's podcast, everybody. The judge. You're a sinner. Yes, you are. I know you are. How do I know you so well? Because you're human, like me, and we all sin. And this isn't, so before you hit the stop button, my atheist and agnostic friends, that I love, by the way, because you guys tweet me as well, you guys and girls. It ain't about religion. It's not even about whether you believe in God, although my religion says that when you ask for forgiveness, it's given to you. Now, you don't play the master, the God, you know, you don't sit there and say, hey, God, well, listen, I'm going to go do this because I already know I'm forgiven. Psych! I don't work that way, man. It means we're all going to fall victim to what we believe, whether it's pride or ego or you name it, greed, all of that good stuff. And we fall and we say, hey, forgive me? Yes. Cool. Like, wipe the slate clean and move forward. Now, here's the best part, though. The people out there that judge you. So here, who was the last person that judged you? And when I say that, I mean something along the lines of, oh, like, and maybe you caught wind of it. You know, like somebody was actually talking about you. Here's a word to the wise. If somebody's gossiping to you, you can be guaranteed they're gossiping about you. Meaning they come to you and say, hey, did you hear what Mary did? And then about you, they go to Mary and say, hey, did you hear what she did? Yeah. Okay. That is the, if you're going to create a triangle, all right, and a triangle is the other person isn't in the room to defend themselves. So you got two of the three legs of the triangle. Okay. You've got you. You've got the gossiper, but the person being talked about, they're not there. So that's the dreaded triangle. If you go create the gossip triangle, that's bad, okay? Because at least the person you're talking about should be there to allow them to defend themselves, okay? So it's funny because when people judge, they usually have the most skeletons in their closet to hide. So what I say, because I, you can believe it or not, man, check this out. I get judged. I know. It's hard to believe. Knock me over with a feather, okay? For me, too. I couldn't believe it. But people judge me. How I talk, how I act, how I speak, how I treat people, what I say, what I do, how I drive, how I gamble. The thought of that. So what I say is a very simple question, and I ask it in all sincerity. And I've never had a reply. I've never had a reply in all the years I've asked this question. It literally ends the discussion like dropping the mic. All right? So somebody's like, oh, I can't believe you did that. Oh, so what you're saying is your sin better than my sin? Crickets. No, I'm serious. Is your sin better than my sin? Because what you're basically saying is, for example, there's 10 commandments in the Bible. Let's go to the Bible for a minute. Shall we? Let's open up the Bible. And all my atheist and agnostic friends, just hang with me for a minute, okay? You've heard of the Bible, I'm sure. And in one of those books, there's these things called the 10 commandments. And I'm not going to go through all 10 of them. When I was at St. Bernard's, we memorized them, lived them. I was an altar boy, by the way. Yes, yours truly was an altar boy, St. Bernard's Parish in Bradford, Pennsylvania. And there's like, honor your father and mother, keep holy the Sabbath, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit murder, all of those good things, covet your neighbor's wife, all that. And I asked my pastor one day, I said, boy, I'm struggling with these Ten Commandments because, for example, Tim McVeigh killed 160-some people in Oklahoma City with that bombing in 1994. You're telling me that if he asked for forgiveness, he's given, and Tim McVeigh's in heaven? Seriously? Yes, he is. And I lied to my mom about not going to school one day and skipped. That's a sin. That's a commandment. So you're telling me that Tim McVeigh's murder of 160-some people is equal in God's mind as the lie that I told my mom when I was 15 and knew that I was lying. Yeah. But more importantly, Sam, God's the judge of all that. Okay, for us to run around and judge, of course, on its face, we're thinking that you're not even, that's ludicrous to think, okay? And this is by no means to minimize what happened in 1994. Kind of a side note to that, Tim McVeigh grew up in the Buffalo, New York area. My wife's family was very close to their family. And when that happened in 1994, there's this little town called Pendleton, New York, outside of Buffalo. And I was living in North Tonawanda at the time. And North Tonawanda and Pendleton are probably 5 miles from each other as the crow flies. And I drove by the McVeigh house while that was going on, and they captured him. And it was just, there was New York State troopers and local city police officers blocking off the entire street. They had to sit in the parents' driveway for a number of days, if not weeks, after that happened. I mean, I remember it was April of 1994, I believe. And it was just crazy that something that horrific hit that close to home where I was living in just this little town in Western New York. So anyway, it's not to minimize that at all, but it's to get the point across that people who are judging you are sinners themselves, probably even bigger sinners. Like they wouldn't even share the last five things they Googled, okay? But they're going to go share what you did with somebody else, which is completely asinine. You know it, I know it, and they know it. But you know what? They have the most skeletons in their closet to hide. So therefore, it's almost this inverted relationship that the people with the most skeletons judge the harshest. And man, don't even get me say it's just, it's a whole different topic. And I'm just led to share this with you today because we all fall short. We just all do. And if you're going to be a prisoner of your past, you're never going to experience the blessings that you're going to have waiting for you moving forward if you have a clean slate, knowing that none of us are perfect, knowing that we're always going to disappoint no matter how hard we try to be perfect. And that's okay. As long as you don't have, and this is just Sam Crowley, this isn't the Bible, although it may be in the Bible, as long as you don't have malice in your heart. Like you go out to intentionally hurt somebody over and over and over again. That's nasty. But even if you did that, you can repent from that. You can be forgiven from that. And you can move on from that. But boy, you can't move forward in business and life and relationships being stuck in that judgmental quicksand, never allowing yourself to move forward. You know, so that's the message for today. And also, hey, by the way, I want to give a shout out. You guys are just so damn awesome. On iTunes, a couple of reviews came in over the weekend. 101 Sharp says, every time I listen, my life changes for the better. Keep up the great work, Sam, and be proud that you make a difference. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Marketing Tree left a very simple yet poignant review. Love your positive vibe. 2! Hey, if you want to leave a review, I sure would appreciate it. Just go to iTunes, just where you subscribe to the show. Type in Sam Crowley in the search box. You'll see the show right there. And just leave a 5-star rating. Leave a nice review. I'll read it on the podcast. Also, the membership site is brewing. A lot of great audio, a lot of great video content for the new person, the intermediate, even the expert, to build your own brand. And let me tell you, it all starts with those 6 inches between your ears. So if you can't get your mind straight, there's no business you're going to go into. I mean, you can dream all you want. You're never going to even have a shot at success if you can't get your mind straight. And it starts with understanding you're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail. The whole premise, I mean, the whole world is built upon people who failed and then found success. And don't compare yourself to other people. Social media is a joke. All the happy selfies out there of, you know, all these people having an amazing time. That's a 60 seconds of a 24-hour day, of a 168-hour week. They take 1 minute. And they're going to post a smile. And you know damn well that doesn't depict how their entire day is going. But yet somehow we're going to look at that and say, well, Mary's happy. Joe seems to be successful with his business. I don't know why I can't be. I mean, he posted a selfie out in San Diego. He was on a boat. He looked so damn happy. Yeah, come on now. Come on. Reel it back in. You have no idea. No idea. The cross that Joe is bearing right now. There's something going on personally, professionally, or otherwise, maybe even both in Joe's life. He ain't snapping a selfie of that, okay? Even me. Yesterday, we spent all morning in the urgent care at Children's Hospital with our daughter. She just has this nasty upper respiratory infection. She's got a tracheostomy tube, and she's on a ventilator, so all that plays into it. And it was just a horrible weekend for as far as when you measure productivity and being able to do anything with a family. I mean, our other 3 kids are affected by it. So I didn't let it ruin my life. Did it ruin my weekend? Yeah. If you gauge a good weekend, it was 70 degrees in February, and we really couldn't do a whole hell of a lot as a family. But there'll be more weekends. There'll be more sunny days down the road. Our kid will get better. Our family will be together for a long, long time. And that's just the way we look at it. I mean, it's long term. So I didn't get on Facebook and say, everybody else is out there enjoying the nice weather in February and we don't get a chance to go out there. And what are we doing in urgent care and children? Hey, we got a baby though. Baby's born in 24 weeks. Damn miracle. Okay. Count the miracles. Count the blessings in your life. Don't count the other side of the ledger where you're adding up all the failures and the mistakes. And when somebody judges you, hey, what's up? You going to judge me? So what you're saying to me is your sin is better than my sin. Get out of here. Come on, man. That crap someplace else. For me, it's back at it today. It's a new week. It's the last full week in February. Next week, 29th, we got a leap year. What do we do for leap year on the Everyday Saturday show? We only get this once every 4 years. What are we going to do for the leap year show? I don't know, but I know it's going to be good. And for now, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.